Merlin was glad he had. He'd come to like and respect Edward Seahamper, and the Chisholmian guardsman's devotion to Charlian was absolute. Not only that, but the fact that he'd been her armsman literally since childhood also meant he was the one member of her detail who could sit her down and lecture her in approved, exquisitely polite finger-waving fashion when it was necessary. Unfortunately, Seahamper wasn't quite as unflappable and impassive as he liked to pretend. In fact, his attitude towards Charlian often reminded Merlin of a doting but exasperated parent, especially when she insisted on doing something foolish, like walking down a ship's gangplank to a totally foreign kingdom without so much as a single bodyguard. At least a few members of the Carisian Royal Guard thought Seahamper was on the fussy, paranoid side. After all, it would hardly have made sense for Caleb to invite Charlian to Carys in order to marry her if he, or his guardsmen, intended to let anything happen to her, and some of them were actually inclined to take offense at his apparent lack of confidence in their competence. Merlin, on the other hand, found it difficult to blame him, especially when he reflected on the fact that Seahamper lacked his own access to things like snarks. Now he and Seahamper made brief eye contact, nodded to one another, and began diplomatically chivying their youthful charges out of the palace to the waiting carriage. And of course, Merlin thought sardonically, to the rest of the guard detail.